Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 15th of November, 2022. Here's the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, start out with Microsoft and a warning. Usually you know what that means. They sent out something, you installed it, and then come to find out it probably shouldn't have been installed. Yep, that's exactly what happened too. Yes, and Microsoft is warning of direct access connectivity after you install that update of KB5019509. Microsoft has acknowledged this issue affecting Windows 10 and Windows 11, plus Windows Server 2022. This problem can arise after installing that update, or even later updates. Now, of course, because of this, Microsoft has performed yes, yet another known issue rollback, or KIR for short. And they also published details of a workaround for those affected, which Microsoft says just restart your computer. It's that simple. The only question is, how many more days we got left in 2022? I wonder how many more times we'll be restarting our computers. Well, from Microsoft, we move on over to Xbox, and looking at about 5 million accounts that have basically been suspended just in the last 6 months. This was all brought out from Microsoft's first digital transparency report for Xbox gaming platform, saying that the company has took proactive action to actually throw away accounts that violated its community guidelines. Meaning, yes, almost 5 million accounts violated those guidelines. That's a lot. Now, in this report, it provides information regarding content monetization, and it covers the period between January 1st and June 30th of this year. Microsoft said, of course, the report forms part of the commitment to online safety, going on to state that Xbox is a special place for all of you to experience the joy of gaming free from fear and intimidation. Now, breaking down those 5 million, almost 200,000 were actually enforcements taken by Xbox involving adult sexual content. Yeah, and as you guessed, that was the number one, followed by 87,000 worth of fraud and 54,000 for harassment or bullying. And finally, get ready, Chrome users, for Material You style color themes. That experimental feature, which actually picks a color scheme from the toolbar based on the wallpaper, is coming to your desktop. That's all part of the latest Canary build. This is all part of the latest Canary build of Google Chrome, where it will automatically pick a color scheme from the browser based on the wallpaper shown when you open a new tab. Now, according to Google, the software's feature enables setting theme color based on background image color when the background image is changed to the new tab page, and is actually available not only on just Windows, but Mac and Linux too. If you're on Chrome OS, well, of course, you'll see it there as well. Now, the feature, nope, not enabled by default, at least not yet. If you really want to try it out, you'll need to enable the Chrome flag. Then once that's turned on, a new Chrome tab will launch. Then you click the pin icon on the bottom right, and then select a new wallpaper to see its color scheme reflected in Chrome's interface. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You want to hear the new show 5 times a week? We need your support to do that. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. That is the destination where you can support the new show. And, of course, the British Tech Network. Also, of course, give us a like on our official Facebook page, British Tech Network, officially on Twitter as well at British Tech, and join the official BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, hope you have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.